turn this off. Thank you. So today I'm really excited to be able to present some results about how elevated cytokine content in creeping bentgrass may promote drought tolerance by regulation of the metabolite profile. So creeping bentgrass is a widely used turf grass species that is susceptible to drought. During a dry period, drought damage may occur throughout an entire field, and when it becomes desiccated, growth may cease. This growth cessation may be largely due to the drought and due to the cytokine and biosynthesis activity and transport being inhibited. Drought stress also promotes cytokine and degradation by cytokine and oxidases. In order to try to increase the amount of cytokinin during a drought stress incidence, we've created creeping bentgrass plants with the transgene to promote biosynthesis of cytokinin. So this transgene is IPT, which is encodes the enzyme isopentanol transferase, which converts the adenine hormone precursor to an active plant cytokinin IPA and others. This system, so these cytokinins inhibit senescence, which activates the promoter. So it's an auto-regulated system to prevent too much cytokinin from accumulating in the plant and causing mutation. So during drought stress, elevated cytokinin we have seen by physiological data may help to mitigate drought stress damage. We have recorded data that's shown that the transgenic plants are better able to retain leaf relative water content. They exhibit less lipid peroxidation. They have greater antioxidant enzyme activities, such as superoxide dismutase, catalase, and peroxidase. And they're able to maintain photochemical efficiency and photosynthesis better than the non-transgenic plants. And the IPT plants exhibit reduced leaf electrolyte leakage, or in other words, greater cellular membrane stability. So because we saw these physiological changes, we wanted to evaluate proteomic changes in the transgenic plants versus the wild-type plants. And we did this by two-dimensional gel electrophoresis. And overall, we saw about 200 proteins that were different between the plant types. And we categorized these based on function. And the largest proportion of these proteins were involved in energy production, metabolism, and stress defense. So our hypothesis, since we saw these physiological and proteomic changes, was that elevated cytokinin in transgenic plants might regulate the metabolite profile, and particularly changes might occur in carbohydrate metabolism and stress defense. So in order to test this hypothesis, we isolated the metabolite profile, and we wanted to identify which metabolites were enhanced, maintained, or suppressed by IPT expression and elevated cytokinin content during drought stress using GCMS analysis. And after that, we plan to relate those changes to previously found physiological and proteomic changes. So to do this, we grew plants in environmentally controlled growth chamber at optimal conditions for creeping bentgrass growth. And the data was analyzed, was randomized with watering treatment as the main block, and plant type was randomized. And all data was subjected to Fisher's protected LSD. So in order to treat the plants with differing watering treatments, the soil water content was measured throughout the study, and the watered plants were maintained at field capacity. And drought treatment water was completely withheld for 14 days until the soil moisture reached about 5%. And between the plant lines throughout the study, we didn't see any differences between the soil moisture content between the plants. So for metabolite isolation, we ground the leaf tissues in under liquid nitrogen, and we used a standard methanol chloroform extraction method, and we added ribitol as an internal standard. And the polar phase was derivatized for compound stability. For the identification of the metabolites, we used GCMS, gas chromatography, mass spectrometry, and we identified the compounds based on retention time, reference spectra, and the total relative content, which will be what you see in all the graphs following this, was based on the total peak area on a given chromatograph. So after we isolated all the different metabolites and identified them, we were able to group them into different functional categories. And those categories, the main portion were of the metabolites that exhibited a differential change, which were, total were 48, was 52% were organic acids, amino acids and derivatives, carbohydrates, and organic alcohols. So 48 of these metabolites, to try to understand what's happening in the maze of metabolic pathway that, you know, is an organism, we tried to evaluate it to get it to be as equivalent as possible. So we evaluated the changes between the two plant lines in response to both declining soil water content, so over time in the study, and based on equivalent relative water content. So when both plant types had the same cellular water deficit, or 47% leaf relative water content. So that's what this graph shows. It shows one of the categories, amino acids and a few amino acid derivatives, at 47% relative water content relative to their respective control plants, well-watered plants. So I'll just go over a few of them that were really significant and different between the two plant lines. Total 14 amino acids were detected, and I'll just speak about alanine, proline, valine, ethanol, and GABA, or alpha-butyric acid. So in all of these amino acids, the transgenic plants are either able to maintain more with enhanced expression or did not have as much degradation due to drought in the plant. So to go into more detail about a few of them, proline and valine, I'll give as an example. So under declining soil water content, the content of proline increased due to drought stress in both plant lines. However, the transgenic lines were able to maintain a greater amount of proline. Valine content slightly decreased in non-transgenic plants, but increased significantly in transgenic plants. Similar, so a different trend for this group was ethanolamine, alanine, and GABA decreased due to drought stress in the transgenic lines, whereas the content of the transgenic line was either maintained or increased. So in terms of why are these metabolites important to the drought's metabolic activities and in response to drought, these free proteins, the ones that are incorporated into proteins, these amino acids that are incorporated into proteins can accumulate freely, and they're known to be related to osmotic adjustment, and which helps keep water into the plant cells during drought. The non-protein amino acids, such as ethanolamine and GABA, have other functions. In addition, they can be in head group of membranes, and they can inhibit the activity of phospholipases. They also have known to be other stress protectors. So, they're precursors to other stress protectors, such as glycine betaine. GABA is also an osmolite, and it has been known that it's closely associated with hormones, so here it could be related to the cytokinin. And it also has found to be involved in other roles, such as free radical scavenging and pH regulation. So the carbohydrates is the next group, and I'll just talk about some that change, such as fructose, galactose, glucose, maltose, and sucrose. So these sugars were able to be maintained better in the transgenic plants or did not decline as much as in the wild-type plants. So specifically, we'll look in response to declining soil water content. Maltose and galactose, the content did not change in the non-transgenic plants, but the content increased due to drought stress in the SAG-IPT lines. So since these changes were differential between the SAG-12 plants and wild-type plants, it's possible that these sugars may be related to IPT's effect on the metabolic pathways that they're involved in, so photosynthesis, respiration, and osmotic regulation. So IPT may be able to increase sugar production, increase sugar availability or starch breakdown, or increase sugar accumulation to try to keep the water in the cells during drought. So for the last two groups that we found differential metabolite content for were organic acids and organic alcohols. And drought stress drought stress and the IPT gene caused a myriad of changes in organic acids and organic alcohols. I'll just go over a few. So that for the organic acid category, citric acid, malic acid, and oxalic acid seem to be important metabolites regulated by PT, since they are able to be maintained better or less degraded in the transgenic plants compared to the wild type under drought. And this is at the same equivalent soil relative water content. So organic acids are important in drought tolerance and in general metabolism in that they're all key intermediates in the respiratory pathways such as the citric acid cycle. And there's also some specific research done on them to see how they respond to drought stress and in the defense response. So for example, in malic acid wheatgrass, they found that it was able to protect roots during drought. And oxalic acid is known to be involved in defense to biotic stresses. One particular example is that in grass pea, oxalic acid increased, and they found that it was a precursor to an important compound, ODAP, which prevents membrane lipid peroxidation and also helped to as an antioxidant in the antioxidant system. So altogether, these organic acids differentially change between the IPT gene plants and the non-transgenic plants, ruled that they may relate to energy production and availability, and they also may have some direct or indirect involvement in this stress response. So the last group is organic alcohols and glycerol. Glycerol, p-phosphate, and myo-inositol were important compounds that were maintained better in transgenic plants. These are known to be beneficial osmoregulators. They're generally non-toxic to cells, and they have low energy cost of production. So all three of these compounds are involved in osmotic adjustment, and they're known to have other functions such as in lipid formation, glycolysis, and other pathways in stress signaling. So overall, drought stress caused the SAG12 IPT gene to either promote biosynthesis of myriad of these compounds that I discussed, such as proline and valine. And drought stress also caused SAG12 IPT to repress the degradation or utilization of some of these compounds that I talked about, particularly ethanol, amine, alanine, and GABA. So to summarize, since we did proteomic, metabolomic, and physiological work trying to figure out pathway and understand what's going on in response to drought in elevated cytokinins. So generally they can be grouped into energy production, secondary metabolite synthesis, and stress defense. So in the proteomic studies we found several photosynthetic and respiratory proteins expressed, and they might be responsible for the changes that I discussed here, that the differential accumulation of carbohydrates and different organic acids. And similarly, the proteins such as methionine synthase and others may have regulated the metabolomic changes in the amino acids. So in the stress defense category, proteomic changes were particularly antioxidant enzymes, and these could be related to less malondialdehyde that we found in the plants. So all these things together could be related, could cause physiological effect in the plants relative to the cytokinin, and to increase stress tolerance. Just like to thank my advisor and others at Rutgers, and here's the references. Thank you. Any questions?